You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Welcome to The Lighthouse, a ministry of Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. And now for today's message, here's Associate Pastor Brian Longworth.
So we're continuing to ask the question, should Christians fast and pray? And you know, there are a lot of Catholics, Roman Catholics this time of the year, during the Lenten season, that fast and pray leading up to the celebration or the memory of Christ's crucifixion, his death, his burial, in the celebration of his resurrection, as focusing on the suffering that he did for us. Many Roman Catholics actually set aside certain things and spend extra time in prayer and may fast. Quite often, though, they're just fasting maybe a certain type of food. Maybe they're eating not red meat on Friday, but they're eating fish on Friday. But we're looking at not just Roman Catholics, but all Christians. Should Christians fast and pray? And obviously, we know that Christians should pray, but many people don't believe and don't practice that practice fasting. But Jesus said in Matthew chapter 6, moreover, when you fast. He didn't say if you fast, if God leads you to fast. He didn't say if you fast during the Lenten season. He just said, when you fast. So it's a presupposition there that his followers would fast. And you might say, well, you know, that was for his disciples, but I'm not a disciple. Well, repent of your sins and believe God, and you can be a disciple. Discipline yourself. That's what his disciple is, a disciplined follower of Jesus. If you're a Christian, you should be a disciple. You should be disciplining yourself to follow him. We know that Jesus actually fasted and prayed on several occasions, including before his ministry began. He fasted and prayed for 40 days and 40 nights, and he was tempted at the end of that. And you can read about that in Luke chapter 4. By the way, he was filled with the Holy Spirit before his 40 days of fasting and prayer. But after 40 days of fasting and prayer, he returned in the power of the Spirit. So there's a difference between being filled with the Holy Spirit and also having the power of the Spirit. God wants us to walk in his power. And Jesus also talked about that there are certain types of demonic spirits that won't come out without prayer and fasting. And I don't believe necessarily that just means that when someone's demon-possessed, that you go and you pray and fast. In fact, if that were the case, then Jesus would have needed to pray and fast for a period of time for the demon to be cast out. But what did he do? He cast out the demon. Why? Because he had already been praying and fasting. It was a part of his life. It was something that he did on a regular basis. And because of that, he walked in the power of the Spirit. Jesus also says in Matthew chapter 9, we see that the disciples of John came to Jesus. We read this in chapter 9 of Matthew, verses 14 through 15. Then the disciples of John came to him, saying, why do we and the Pharisees fast often, but your disciples do not fast? And Jesus said to them, can the friends of the bridegroom mourn as long as the bridegroom is with them? But the days will come when the bridegroom will be taken away from them, and then they will fast. So again, it's a given that his disciples would fast when he was resurrected. And after the resurrection, we know he was on earth for a certain period of time, appeared to appeared to people, but then he ascended unto the Father to stay there until he returns to judge the earth. But during this time here on earth, his disciples, which should, if you're a Christian, should include you and should include me, we should actually fast. And this should be something that we should do on a regular basis, I believe, not just a certain period of the year and not just at certain circumstances. Now, when we look at fasting, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Hello, this is Pastor Brian Longworth with Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. You've just listened to a short excerpt of a sermon we recently preached. To listen to the entire message, visit our church website, covenanttabernacle.com, or our church Facebook page, Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. We hope you enjoy the next program of Faster PC Radio, where you can get your computer questions answered. This time of year, some people fast certain things, commonly red meat on Fridays. Jesus said that after his death, his disciples would fast, and he didn't limit it to a certain time of the year. Fasting on a regular basis can have a profound impact on your physical and spiritual life. Consider periodically fasting something and spending extra time praying and reading the Bible, and see the positive impacts on your life. Welcome back to a Faster PC live support. I know you've been waiting all week for this show. Well, you don't have to wait any longer. Get excited. This time, this is exciting. We're actually going to be helping people resolve their computer problems. We may help you resolve your computer problems. So give us a call, 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590. Or you can head over to our Facebook or YouTube video. Either go to Facebook, search for A Faster PC. We have almost 23,000 likes. Go to YouTube. YouTube channel is kind of new, and we don't have as many likes over there, but get over there and you can watch the show there as well. Or you can head to our website, afasterpc.com. We have links to both our Facebook page and our YouTube channel where you can watch this show in its entirety. And you know what? If you're driving down the road, you're doing other things, you're not able to watch right now, you'll be able to watch the show in its entirety at your convenience after the show is over. So, you know, but if you have a computer question, if you have a computer problem, if something's not working, now is your chance to get your problem solved for free. Give us a call, 772-340-1590. And let's see whether we can help you on this show resolve your computer problem. Also, we do have technicians that are standing by in the shop ready to resolve computer problems. And we'll be there today until 2, but you don't have to wait until then. Remember, computer problems?
A Faster PC
solves computer problems. Back, ready to answer your questions, ready to help you resolve computer problems as well. And I'm working on getting logged into Facebook because they logged me out again. That happens periodically. And you know what? They tend to like to do that on Saturdays. It's going in just a moment, just as soon as I get logged in and double authenticate myself. You're probably, some of you guys are familiar with two-step authentication. Well, it does protect you, but, you know, it makes things, takes a little bit longer to log in, especially, you know, when they like to move around the location where they keep the authenticator portion of their program. And then, of course, you actually need to get logged in and authenticated before I can start streaming. And I have to stream get started streaming to Facebook before I can start streaming to YouTube. But that'll all be happening in about 1 to 2 minutes. But anyway, we're here. We're ready to answer your questions, ready to help you resolve computer problems in the shop as well. And this is what we do on a day-in, day-out basis. You know, we do take Sunday off to worship God, but Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, we're here in the shop and on-site and doing remote support. That's where we can log into computers and routers remotely and resolve issues. We don't have to, you know, we don't have to come out anymore for a lot of issues. We can resolve those issues right from our office. And this is something that we do. We do this on a regular basis. And, you know, of course, we're here to do it for you, to help you resolve your computer problems. And, you know, this is what we do here at a Faster PC Radio and a Faster PC Live Support. We help you out. And at a Faster PC, we actually are there for you to stand, you know, to help you with resolving your issues and resolving the computer problems that you may have. And, you know, sometimes, you know, we have computer issues as well. And that's one of the things, that's one of the reasons that we actually help you. It actually helps us to be able to have computers and to work on computers so that, you know, we're dealing with some of the same issues that you're dealing with. Maybe even we're dealing with those issues before you even deal with those issues. So this is something that we actually try to do here, is to make sure that we are, you know, on the cutting edge of technology, that we're constantly, you know, we are constantly learning, we're constantly working to resolve computer problems, and we are here to help you resolve your computer problems. And, you know, if you're having issues, whatever the issue may be, we can help you with that. We can help you resolve your computer problems. And, you know, this is something that again, you know, whether it's your computer's locking up, whether you're getting blue screens, whether it's just too slow. We have a lot of slow computers going on today. You know, that's something that we're solving quite often. How are we solving it? Well, quite often what we're doing is we're actually helping our customers with getting into their system, making sure that they're logged in, and troubleshooting. And one of the things that we're looking at a lot of times, it's their hard drive. You have a platter hard drive on your computer. Well, your computer's going to be slow. You're going to be sluggish there. But we can actually help you by we are doing this with a lot of computers, upgrading the hard drives to an SSD drive, and it just makes the computer so much faster. And you know, it's just really phenomenal, the difference in speed, the difference in performance that you can get from an SSD drive. And this is something that you know, we and really for much less money than a new computer. And your computer can be faster than, you know, let's say you go out and spend $300 on a computer. You're either going to get a computer that's slow, or you're going to get a computer that may be quick, but has so small of a hard drive that you're probably not even going to be able to actually access things. And you know, so this is something that we can actually help you with. We can help you resolve your computer problems and you know, work on those issues. And whether it's a slow computer, whether it's lockups, whether it's a program not working, or your computer not, you know, we deal with computers that aren't turning on, all kinds of different problems, you know, networking issues, If you have a business or an organization, an office, whether it's your home office or a business office, we can help you resolve those types of problems. And again, we're doing this on a regular basis for our customers, also providing remote support for them so that the customers can, give us a call. We actually log into their system. A lot of times we can resolve issues, again, without even coming out, without you bringing in your computer. You know, we have customers that actually come to us from as far away as Hope Sound, Vero Beach, Sebastian, and, they're coming here because they trust us, because they've been with us for a long time. They know that we know what we're doing, and we actually can help them out and resolve their problems. But you know what? If they can get their problem solved without bringing their computer in, that's even all the better. And that's something that many of our customers they're looking at and saying, hey, wait a minute. If you can resolve this remotely, that's awesome. Whether you have to drive 10 minutes or whether you have to drive an hour to get to us, it's saving time. And time is money. Of course, some people, some of our customers tell us they have more time than money because they're retired, and that may be you. But you know what? If you're not out there in that situation, maybe you need something. Maybe it's something where you actually have an issue where you are working, and this is something that you need to actually resolve these computer problems, and we can actually help you with that. And can help you resolve those issues and get up and running so that you're not wasting time, sitting around wasting time. This is not something that you don't want to actually sit around and waste time. You want to actually, we want to help you resolve your computer issues so that you can get things done, so that you can be efficient, so that things can work for you and you can get everything running for you. This is, and again, we help customers all the time doing this type of stuff. So we can help you resolve your problems as well, your computer problems, your technology problems. It doesn't just have to be about computers. It's not about computers. It's not just about computers. We're working on routers. We're working on networks. We're working on smart thermostats, smart garage door openers, smart locks, smart speakers, smart TVs. All of these things, and some of these are used definitely in a business environment. Or in a home environment, but many people they're using these in business environments as well. And whatever the technology issue that you have, you can give us a call, 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590.
You're listening to a Faster PC Radio here, heard every Saturday in the 10 o'clock hour right here on this station and stream live to our Facebook page. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back, ready to answer your computer questions. So you know what? If you have questions, well, we can't answer them unless you ask them. Our number, if you want to have your computer questions answered, is 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590. Also, you can type your questions into the comment section of our live Facebook video that's happening right now over at Facebook. You can go there, search for Faster PC. We have almost 23,000 likes, or you just go to our website, afasterpc.com, click on the link to listen to a Faster PC radio. We're here, we're ready to answer your computer questions, and we'll be right back to do that. Computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems. A Faster PC has been here, and as Florida begins to open for business,
the Faster PC
will remain open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturdays. We offer curbside drop-off and pickup and on-site service where a Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.afasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
the Faster PC
solves computer problems. In the midst of these uncertain times, a Faster PC shop remains open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturday. If you can't bring your computer in, a Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.thefasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
the Faster PC
solves computer problems. Welcome back to A Faster PC Radio. I know you've been waiting, well, a whole few minutes for the next segment of today's show. If you've been waiting to give us a call so that you can get your computer question answered, well, now's a great time to give us a call. Give us a call. The number here at the studio is 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590. Of course, if you're a little bit shy, maybe you don't want to call and be on the radio. This is your opportunity, by the way, if you do want to be on the radio. But if you're a little bit shy, maybe you don't want to be on the radio, you don't want people to hear what you say, then you can actually head over to our Facebook video. It's a live Facebook video going on right now. You can head over there. Just go to www.afasterpc.com. Click on the link to listen to A Faster PC Radio. That'll take you to our Facebook page. Or you can go to Facebook, search for A Faster PC. You'll find our page. We have between 22 and 23,000 likes. You'll be able to actually get over there, scroll down on the page a little bit. You'll see the live video, and you can type your question into the comment section. Now, your question doesn't have to be on what we've been talking about. It can be on any topic as long as it's computer related. So head over there and you can be on the show or just give us a call, 772-340-1590. We did also want to remind you that we have technicians standing by ready to resolve computer problems. Our number in the shop is 772-878-5978, and we are located at 7190 South US 1 in Port St. Lucie. Again, the number is 772-878-5978. Computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems. We are back, ready to answer your questions, ready to help you resolve your computer problems as well in the shop. And, of course, Monday through Friday, we'll be out in the shop and also on-site and remote solving computer problems, helping you with your computer problems. And let's talk a little bit. By the way, we do have the live streams going on Facebook and YouTube. Took a little bit of time. For some reason, Facebook would not load on Firefox on my computer. So I actually loaded it on Edge, which meant that I needed to log in twice, do the two-step authentication twice. And I have to do two-step authentication with Facebook because my account is tied to some advertising accounts. And because it's tied to advertising accounts, they want to make sure it's me that logs in. Now, if you're out there and you're using your computer and you're using a Facebook account or another account, maybe it's just an email account. I know we have customers that say, you know, it doesn't matter. I'm not a big target. I don't really even care if hackers get into my computer. Well, is that really true? I can tell you, we have a computer in our shop right now where, well, it might have left yesterday, but we were scanning it because the person, their email account was hacked. And they had people, their friends were receiving emails that said they were coming from this person, our customer, that said, you know, that they were, you know, I'm not sure exactly what the email said, but you know, you probably have received some of these emails. Hey, can you help me out? I'm stranded in England and I lost my passport and I need help. I need some money so I can get back to the United States. Or, you know, I was just in an accident. I really need your help to get me back on my feet. Can you help me out with this? And you know what? If your friends, if your relatives really thought you were in trouble, unless you've just been really bad to them, really, shown them that you're not responsible most of the time, you know, if you've done that, they probably won't help you. But you know what? For most people, yes, your friends would help you. Your friends would do anything that they could to help you out. So what happens is when your account gets hacked, then your friends start receiving these types of emails. And those emails, some of the emails may say, hey, you know, here's a picture of us, you know, together. And you go to open up the picture. Maybe the picture opens up, maybe it doesn't open up. But what's embedded in that file is actually a script or an infection that starts infecting your computer or starts encrypting data on your computer. We've had these types of things. We actually had one customer that their email account was hacked, and this was a business. So, you know, I do realize with a business, it's even more severe. It's even more of a consequence if your email account is hacked, because this customer, their customers started receiving emails saying that they were from this customer, this business, saying, here's your invoice. Well, these were customers of this company, and they were used to receiving invoices from this company. So those are really some of the trickiest in the cyber attacks. And that's what, you know, when we talk about a cyber attack, you know, we've talked about this in the last few weeks. What are we talking about when we're talking about a cyber attack? Well, we're talking about, the internet. We're talking about an attack that comes from the web. We're talking about something that's trying to get in, that's either trying to infect you, or maybe they're someone's trying to infiltrate your computer so that they can find out information about you. Maybe they want to see if you have a tax document on your computer. A lot of people do. A lot of individuals have tax documents, past taxes, maybe even present tax information on their computer. And if a hacker gets into your computer and gets access to that, well, that's an identity theft goldmine. And sometimes when these hackers get into the computer and they start encrypting data, well, sometimes they're also gathering data from the computer, seeing if they can find social security numbers, if they can find date of birth, if they can find tax returns. Well, if they can find tax returns, if someone can find your last year's tax return, well, they could file this year's taxes for you, just at a different address, and collect the refund themselves. This type of stuff does happen, and it is happening. And And this is one reason why it's so important to make sure that your accounts are secure. And two-step authentication, even though it's inconvenient, it does make it much more secure for you. And you can set up two-step authentication on really almost any account, including email. So you could set this up on your bank account. You could set this up on Facebook. You could set this up on your email account. You know, and again, with Facebook, some people might say, well, you know, it doesn't really matter if someone hacks into my account. Well, does it? I mean, if someone hacks into your account and starts sending out a whole bunch of spam messages, maybe the worst of it is they're just sending out ads. Well, you know, even if they're just doing that, I mean, they're doing that on your account. And it kind of looks like you're doing it. Some of your friends are going to think you're doing it, or they're going to think, well, you know, so-and-so, their account is hacked. They're going to think your account is hacked. And of course it would have been at that point. But you want to prevent that from happening. And again, sometimes it's not just ads. Sometimes it's a link that will infect your friend's computer or attempt to take money from your friends or from your relatives. So you want to secure your accounts. So how would you do this? Well, you know, first of all, what you want to do is you want to go into the settings for the individual account. If it's an email account, go into the settings of that email account. If it's a Facebook account, you can go into the settings of Facebook and you can turn on two-step authentication. If it's your bank account, again, you can turn on two-step authentication. Now, what do we mean by two-step authentication? Well, you know, I talked about it a little bit ago when I was, you know, having to log into to Facebook. I have two-step authentication on Facebook. So what that means is that not only do I have to type my username and my password in and type that in correctly to get in, I also have to authenticate with a code. Now, Facebook, the way Facebook does it, they have a code generator that's in the app, and I can open on my phone, on my smartphone, I can open up the Facebook app, and I have to find the location where the code generator is. I can open it up, and it generates a different code every 30 seconds. Now, there some providers will use, you know, their own code generator. Some providers will also use a third-party code generator, such as the Microsoft Authenticator or the Google Authenticator. There are other authenticators out there, that apps that where you can actually link your account and that authenticator provides a code that works for about 30 seconds. And it changes every 30 seconds. It's kind of similar if you've ever done really high-end banking, moving, you know, maybe wire transfers with a lot of money. Typically, the banks will have a little chip that you have that you keep kind of near your computer, and it has a code that changes every 30 seconds. It's kind of like that, except it can happen right on your smartphone. Typically, you also can receive either a phone call or a text or an email to a phone number or an email address that you have already entered into to the various provider, whether that is your email address, if it's your bank, you know, you're going to enter in an email address to them. If it's your Facebook account, you're going to enter an email. I know Facebook, I don't know that Facebook will send you an email, but I know that they'll send you a text. If you can't get to the code, they'll send you a text. I know my wife always does a text because it's well, you know, the code generator, they kind of move the code around, and that can make it a little bit tricky to find where is the code generator. You know, I talked about it today even a little bit. Well, maybe not today because I did find the new location. But basically on your phone, you go into Facebook, you click on more in the lower right-hand corner, And then you scroll down to settings and privacy, and then, or no, maybe, yeah, it's settings and privacy, and then under settings and privacy, right at the bottom is code generator. And you click on that, and it generates a code. Again, that changes every 30 seconds, it changes. So this is a way, you know, and it is a way that, by the way, it's important that you also make sure that your accounts have correct and accurate email addresses, phone numbers. If you have a secondary email address, make sure that that's accurate. If you get rid of an email address, or you stop using an email address, or maybe you forget the password. I mean, we help customers change their passwords. So, you know, if you forget your password, you're not sure how to get into your computer. I mean, we do this on a regular basis. Customers come in or they call us on the phone and we can help you retrieve your account password. But one of the things that makes that much easier is if you have a phone number linked to the account where you can receive text, or some providers will allow you to receive a phone call as well, or an email, and make sure that the secondary or alternate email address is still functional, that you can still get into it. You know, if you just say, hey, I'm just, some of our customers have said, you know what, I'm getting too much spam. I'm getting too much junk email on this email address. I'm just going to get rid of this email address and go to another email address. Well, before you do that, think, do I have that email address? Is that email address used as a primary or secondary email address with any of my online accounts? Because if it is, you want to go to those accounts, you want to get another email address, you want to go to those accounts, log in to those accounts, and change that primary or secondary email address so that it's an email address that you actually have. We have one customer, he said, hey, I'm getting too many spam phone calls. I'm just going to change my phone number. Well, when you change your phone number, you have to think, was that phone number linked up to any of my accounts that I log into? If it is, go to those accounts and change the phone number on those accounts. Maybe even do that before you get rid of the phone, just so that you can make sure that you can actually get into that account and make that change. We had one customer, you know, with computers, new computers, Microsoft really, 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 really wants you to use a Microsoft account. In fact, with Windows 11, they make it almost impossible to log in without a Microsoft account. It is possible, by the way, but when you first set it up, they want you to log in with a Microsoft account. Well, you have your computer. Maybe you don't have all your information. Maybe you don't even know. A lot of people don't even know whether they have a Microsoft account or not, much less the username and the password. So a lot of people create a new Microsoft account. And then, they might buy Microsoft software, not even realizing that they already have Microsoft software in a previous Microsoft account. It's kind of important to keep those things straight. But sometimes people will even, I'll show them. I'll just use an email address that I don't have access to anymore. Well, one day you might actually forget the password and need to use that email address to get back into the system.
You're listening to A Faster PC Radio, heard every Saturday in the 10 o'clock hour right here on this station and streamed live to our Facebook page. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back to answer your questions. If you have questions, hey, now's a good time to get in line to ask your question. 772-340-1590 is the number to call to have your computer questions answered. Or you can head over to our Facebook page and you can type your question into the comment section of the live video. And again, you can either go to facebook.com, search for Faster PC. We have almost 23,000 likes, or go to our website at fasterpc.com. And we have a link there that says, listen to A Faster PC. That'll take you directly to our Facebook page. And hey, we're here to answer your questions. So ask them. Computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems.
A Faster PC has been here, and as Florida begins to open for business,
the Faster PC
will remain open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturdays. We offer curbside drop-off and pickup and on-site service where a Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.thefasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
the Faster PC
solves computer problems. In the midst of these uncertain times, a Faster PC shop remains open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturday. If you can't bring your computer in, a Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.thefasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
the Faster PC
solves computer problems. Welcome back to A Faster PC Radio. This is the last segment of today's show. We'd love to answer your computer questions, but if you don't call, we can't answer. Give us a call. The number to have your computer question answered is 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590, or you can hop on over to our Facebook page, A Faster PC, and actually from there, you can type your question into the comment section. So again, just a few more minutes to answer your questions. We did want to remind you also that not only can you ask your questions at the Facebook page or by calling 772-340-1590, but you can also watch the video as well. So some of the questions that I'm answering, as I answer those questions, I'll be able actually to show you the steps that you go through to resolve computer problems. And if you're not where you can watch it right now, that's fine. You can watch it at your convenience shortly after the show's over. It'll be up there on our Facebook page. You can get there one of two ways. Either go to our website, afasterpc.com. We have a link that says Listen to A Faster PC Radio. If you click on that, it'll take you to our Facebook page, or go to Facebook and search for A Faster PC. We also wanted to remind you that in the shop we have technicians standing by today to work on computers and resolve computer problems. We're at 7190 South US 1, and our number in the office is 772-878-5978. And of course, we're here to answer your questions. Well, your computer questions, and you know, we could answer other questions, but we're here specifically to answer computer questions. Computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems.
connected. So I ended up leaving and coming back in. So I don't know. It's weird how it's happening, but we're back for the final segment of today's show. You can take a breath now, Cliff. What do you do when you're on live radio and something drops off? You got to keep the show must continue. The show must go on. Anyway, we're here. We're ready to work on your computers in the shop, ready to answer your questions. One of the things we were talking about, you know, in the last segment was this two-step authentication. And, you know, with two-step authentication, you know, it can be a hassle. You definitely do need to make sure that you keep access to those devices that you need to get into, you know, to authenticate. And it can be an extra hassle, but it can provide an extra layer of security to help keep your accounts secure. So you know that what would actually have to happen for someone to hack into your account, they would have to know the username, they would have to know the password, and then they would have to have access to another device that can access one of the authentication methods. So if it's an email, they would have to have some way, they would either have to have access to that email account. And this, by the way, is one reason why it's smart to not use the same password for every email address or for every account. Let's say, for instance, that you had an email address at Yahoo, and you had a password for that email address at Yahoo. And then you went over to Facebook and you set up an email or set up an account and you used that same Yahoo email address. And you also used the same password. Well, you guys may realize that Yahoo was hacked. They were hacked probably, I don't know, it was several years ago. It might have been 8 or 9 years ago that they were hacked. They actually didn't tell people that they were hacked for about 2 years. Until someone found out that Yahoo was hacked and I think started releasing it. And then Yahoo came clean and said, yeah, we were hacked. And when they were hacked, by the way, they didn't get all of the password, but they got part of the password. And the thing is, if people had a simple password, then the hackers were able to figure out the rest of the password. Well, if you use the same password, let's say at Yahoo, and you used it at Facebook, now the person has your Yahoo email address and your Yahoo password. And if you use the same password at Facebook, they can just go over to Facebook, type in your Yahoo email address and that same password, and lo and behold, they have access to your email or to your Facebook account then. If you had two-step authentication set up, and let's say Facebook, I don't think they use email for authentication, but let's say they did, and they had your Facebook, your Yahoo email address and password, they could actually access that account and get the code. And again, I don't think Facebook uses email for two-step authentication, but I know that banks do very often. I know that you know, for instance, if you need to reset your password at Facebook, you can get an email to reset the password. So if they knew your Yahoo email address and password, and you use that same email address with Facebook, then they can actually go over to Facebook, type in your Yahoo email address, type in a password. When it doesn't work, they can click forgot password, send a code over to your Yahoo email address, go to your Yahoo email address, get the code, and then they can reset your password at Facebook. So you have to just outsmart these guys. And one of the things that you have to do when you start seeing, hey, I'm having some issues, something is happening here, I need to make sure that when you start seeing signs, you start having people call you
or send you an email and say, hey, you know, I received a strange message from you over on Facebook, or, you know, someone calls you and says, was your account hacked? Were you started seeing messages, you know, coming to you on Facebook? Was your account hacked? You start seeing emails that say, was your account hacked? You know, or people call you. That would be even a better way, because, you know what happens sometimes? People, when a hacker gets into an email address, we've seen this happen. The hacker gets into an email address, the hacker will go in and create a filter that automatically deletes all messages that come in to your inbox. And some people don't even really know they were hacked. They just know, hey, I'm not getting any emails anymore. Or some people say, well, you know, I'm getting my emails, but they're all coming into the deleted folder. Well, there's a reason they're coming into the deleted folder, because a hacker got into your account and he's actually using your account, or she, whichever, you know, they might be a woman. Not all hackers are men. We don't want to be sexist here. But one of the things, when a hacker gets in, they can actually get in and they can create a filter that automatically deletes all of your emails, and which would move them into the deleted folder. And we've had customers that have said, you know, my emails have been in my deleted folder and this has been happening for a month or two. Well, you know, your account was compromised a month or two ago. Why didn't you come to us sooner? People just think, well, you know, my email is messed up and it's everything's coming in, but it's coming into my deleted folder. They don't realize it's coming into the deleted folder because a hacker got into their account. A hacker knows your username and password. And that's a dangerous thing, because when a hacker knows your email address, username, and password, again, they can probably use that username and password to reset your accounts at various other locations. Hopefully they can't get into your bank account, but if they can get into your bank account, well, that's a problem. If they can get into your Facebook account, that's a problem. If they can get into other accounts out there, that's a problem. What if they can get into your brokerage account? If you have a brokerage account, you want to protect these things. And one of the ways is using secure passwords. Another way is turning on two-step authentication, but again, making sure that you have access to that device, or to whatever it is, whether it's a text message. Make sure that you can get text on that cell phone. If it's a phone call, make sure that you can receive phone calls on that number. If you change the number, you've got to change your, you know, that information at those accounts, whether it's your bank account, your Facebook account, your email account, whatever it is, you need to go to those accounts and change that information so that you can continue to get that two-step authentication to log in. Sometimes once you've logged in, you can say, trust this device, and then you don't need to do that for a while. Well, that can be a little bit dangerous, because maybe you don't need to do it for 2 years. Maybe you don't need to do it for 3 years, but maybe then you get a new computer and all of a sudden you realize, well, wait a minute, that phone number, I haven't had that phone number for 2.5 years. Well, there's a problem. You needed to change that 2.5 years ago if you got a new phone number, got rid of that phone number. You know, and a lot of people, they are. You're cutting costs. Maybe you're getting rid of your landline. You're getting rid of, you know, you're cutting out some things that you don't need. Well, you need to make sure that you're actually keeping up to date with your accounts. And sometimes your accounts, you go in there, you log in, and they'll say, verify this information. Verify your contact information. And I've seen customers all the time say, well, you know, why are they asking me this? This is just, I mean, it's a waste of time. I don't want to do this. Well, just look at it. Take a few seconds, look at it, see if it's correct. If it is correct, tell them it's correct. If it's not correct, if your numbers have changed, if your backup email address has changed, make the changes there so that if something happens, if you forget your username and password, or maybe something happens to you and your friends, your relatives have to get into your account to help finalize any final end of life things, you want to them to be able to get in there as well, but you want them, you don't want hackers to get in there, but you want to be able to have the means to reset your account if necessary. And sometimes it is necessary, especially when you get older and maybe your memory, your memory's not quite as good as it used to be, and you don't remember your password, and or you think you know your password, but it's not the same password that your provider thinks is your password, because you changed your password at some point. Well, and you didn't write it down when you changed it. And then you forgot that what the password is. Well, you want to be able to reset those accounts. And of course, if you're having any problems with any of this, we help people with phones, with computers, helping them log into their email account, log into their Facebook account, log into their iPhone, their iPad, into their Android phone. We can help with all of these types of things. Sometimes it's not easy. Sometimes it takes some time. Sometimes it's a process. Sometimes you have to prove to the people who you are by sending a copy of your driver's license or some other information that verifies who you are to them. If you need help with any of that, we do provide that service.
And we're coming to the end of today's show, but if you've missed any part of this show or just want to listen to it again or watch it again, because you can do that at our Facebook page and YouTube channel. You can not only hear the show, but also see the show. And when we've described and shown you how to resolve computer problems, you can actually see that and watch it over and over again at our Facebook page or our YouTube channel. You can get there by going to our website at FasterPC.com and clicking on the links. We're open today until 2 p.m. Monday through Friday, we're open from 9 to 5. And next Saturday, we'll be open from 9 to 2. We want to invite you to listen to our church radio show tomorrow morning at 8:30 here on WCNO. The title to tomorrow's sermon is, Should Christians Fast and Pray? Part 2. You can listen to other sermons on our church website, covenanttabernacle.com, or our church Facebook page, Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. You can find a Faster PC's Facebook page and YouTube channel by searching for a Faster PC on Facebook and YouTube, or by going to our website and clicking on the links. While there, you can actually watch the show, not only hear the show, but also watch the show and see the steps that we go through to actually resolve computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 on the east side of US 1, just north of Rio Mar. We're also on the web at www.afasterpc.com. Again, that's afasterpc.com. And you can reach us at 772-878-5978. Again, 772-878-5978. Computer problems?
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. This time of year, some people fast certain things, commonly red meat on Fridays. Jesus said that after his death, his disciples would fast, and he didn't limit it to a certain time of the year. Fasting on a regular basis can have a profound impact on your physical and spiritual life. Consider periodically fasting something and spending extra time praying and reading the Bible, and see the positive impacts on your life.